Hello friends, welcome to V-School once again. We are on chapter 15, Building Canned Portfolio. Up till now, we have learned various important aspects, lessons on marketing of financial services. We are ready for designing a marketing organization, recruiting, training, and all other things that are required for the growth of marketing financial services business. Now comes a very important aspect of whom to market. The business development plan has to be intentional and not accidental. When I say intentional, you know your product and service. At the same time, you should be also aware about who will be using your products and service. And that is where, when it comes to who, you should know various details about your client. And when you get all these details, we build a client profile. And why do we build this client profile? Because basis on the client profile, we come to know everything about our client. And on that basis, we can suggest him a suitable portfolio, especially of financial services. This suitable portfolio is going to be useful for him as well as his near and dear ones. This will be useful for meeting his current plans, short-term plans, medium-term plans, as well as long-term plans. So, gathering information about a client is not to do some investigation or some sort of detective act. But it is an act which is done to service the customer in a very, very efficient way. It is an act to help the customer to build an optimal portfolio of investments, especially in financial services. So the learning objectives of this chapter is going to understand and build a customer profile. And basis on this customer profile, how to build an optimum investment portfolio. Because an optimum investment portfolio is always a dream for the customer. In this optimum investment portfolio, he will always maximize his gains at the minimal risk. So we are also going to understand certain important theories on portfolio building. First, let us understand what is customer profiling. Customer profiling is gaining importance in the modern world because customers are surrounded with a wide array of products and services. Customers have become knowledgeable. Customers have multiple attributes and qualities. So to know this, we need to draw a customer profile. Customer profile is gaining importance and most companies are opportunistic in their approach to finding new clients. Because new clients will bring them business, new clients will build a lifetime value. However, they can get, they try to get it. A client portfolio in the simplest form is just a list of clients broken down into categories and groups based on their different attributes, maybe on education, maybe on status, maybe on likes, maybe on dislikes, and so many other things that are connected with the customer. What exactly is a customer profiling? Customer profiling is, in simple terms, you draw a picture of the customer, and when we say picture, you have different shades, different colors based on different attributes of the customer, so that we get a clear picture, which we call it as a customer avatar. Customer profiles are created through a carefully casted customer research. So it's not just you get this information easily. You will have to ask intelligent questions. You will have to ask important information from the customer. Only then you can draw that customer avatar picture of in customer profiling. Customer profiling is simply the process of gathering key data about a customer, such as age, income, gender, education, buying patterns, etc., etc. In theory, the more information you can gather about your customer, the better you can anticipate and cater to their needs. because a clear picture of the customer will help you to provide him the correct and suitable products and services. The output of customer profiling exercise is a segmented list of customers by category. You can pool them into specific categories so that specific set of products and services can be provided to them. They can be used to produce target market messages so that your marketing becomes, advertising becomes very economical, because bulk messages can be addressed to a target market. Customer profiling helps the salesperson to predict the future cash flows, because he is very clear what customer avatars he is going to service, what customer avatars he is going to acquire. Based on that, he can at least predict what can be future cash flows generated out of the sales and in turn the profits, so that the entire picture of business would be in the minds of the salesperson or the business organization with this profiling. Customer profiling helps us to determine the long-term health of customer relationships. How many customers, what type of customers, how many loyal customers, and what value they are going to provide to the organization. When we gather information, it is very important to analyze the information. Otherwise, only information is no good for predicting any future value, any future profits, any future relationships. When we analyze information for understanding the information, we can do this with technology platforms, we can do this with human expertise. A better mix would be to use a hybrid model of human mind supplemented with softwares, because of which you can gather important information, you can see the trends, you on basis on which you can automatically understand what value the particular profile is going to create for the business. For example, a salaried person will have clear-cut projection of the needs and wants as well as his cash flows, because his income is fixed. Whereas a businessman will not have difficulties in defining the future cash flows based on his current sales. Once we understand what is a profile of the customer, it becomes very easy for ascertaining his portfolio. So portfolio selection is also an art, and here the salesperson, on the basis of customer profile, can suggest an optimal portfolio. Just like for customer profiling, we took advantage of some technology platforms, in portfolio selection, we can make use of certain standard portfolio theories as well as certain portfolio platforms, technology platforms. Ascertaining individual financial situation and investment goal is the first step in considering the portfolio, because portfolio is always based on what the financial plans of the customer are. What are his short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals? So when we ascertain, or when we discuss with the client or the customer and try to understand his short-term, medium-term, and long-term plans, then it becomes very easy to build a portfolio for him. Once the financial situation is ascertained, the investor can decide allocation of resources based on the risk appetite and financial goals. The financial planner's job, the salesperson's job, is to recommend and tell the pros and cons. However, the final decision is taken by the customer, and that should, your suggestions to help the customer to take a decision based on his risk appetite and financial goals. The investment strategies will be different for a young joiner in comparison to a retiree. That is where the risk appetite becomes very important. Risk appetite for a younger will be more than a senior person or an elderly person. Risk appetite will vary with age and the stage of a family life cycle. A young joiner will be prepared to take more risk and expect high returns in comparison to a retiree who will not prefer more risk and will remain satisfied in a low but stable income. The main aim of the retiree will be to protect his capital, as he cannot generate new capital after his retirement. So based on the goals, based on certain parameters, the goals may vary, the portfolio selection may vary. Once the portfolio is established, the salesperson also has to analyze the portfolio periodically, because the markets keep on changing, there is a lot of volatility, and just staying with one particular selection may not be good in the long run. And hence, it has to be analyzed periodically, and it should be whatever the advice or the whatever the outcomes of the market has to be informed to the client or the investor by the salesperson. And this should be very useful for the client or the customer to decide whether to stay with the investments he has done or to amend his investments. If the risk tolerance of the investor has dropped, then the salesperson should also need to inform him about which services would be suitable for him based on his decision to reduce his risk appetite and tolerance. Accordingly, if the risk appetite has increased, then he can also suggest him certain investments which are having high risk and high returns. The salesperson should advise well-diversified portfolio, because there was a famous saying, you should not keep all your eggs in one basket. So similarly, your investment should be diversified for sustaining consistent long-term growth in the portfolio. Such a diversification strategy protects the investments from the risk of large declines and heavy losses during the crash of securities. When it comes to diversification, mutual fund schemes are best because they are actually designed by expert product managers. Mutual fund schemes gives an option to invest in both open-ended as well as closed-ended schemes. It also allows diversifying your investment across various sectors. One can easily track the growth of investments in mutual funds through periodical statements received from the mutual fund, or they can directly check the net asset values from websites of the mutual funds or any other financial services websites which display, or even research agencies which display the NAVs of all mutual funds. Follow-up of results of invested funds is equally essential, and one just cannot invest and forget or take one glance at a time of retirement. Because only when you follow up, you come to know whether your investments have fetched you results, whether there are profit and losses, and accordingly adjustments has to be done in the portfolio. The health of the funds invested should be monitored regularly, and corrective measures should be promptly taken. One can rebalance and change the funds due to bad performance or change in the fund manager. And once this is done, then your capital would be protected, plus your returns would be generated, and over a period of time, you will have substantial wealth created out of the funds that you invest. Now let us understand how to build an optimal investment portfolio. When I say optimal investment portfolio, we'll have to follow certain theories propounded on this optimal investment portfolio. Once you have an investment philosophy in place, you develop right investment strategies that builds on the core philosophy. An optimal investment portfolio can be built on the basis of proper investment philosophy. For this, we have an expert theory by Henry Markowitz. Henry Markowitz, in his book Portfolio Selection, had presented an ideal portfolio selection model in 1952. Prior to Markowitz era, investors knew that there was a relationship between risk and return, but they did not know how to quantify it. However, Markowitz's model, both risk and return were quantifiable, and hence Markowitz established and on considering both risk impact as well as, but he said, more emphasis on considering risk impact rather than expected rate of return while making investment decision. So this became a very important guideline for the investors right from Markowitz era. Thank you.